Welcome. And we are jumping straight into a deep dive on a really powerful financial tool for veterans and active service members. It's called the VA Interest Rate Reduction Refinance Loan. That's a mouthful.
It is.
Most people just call it the VARRRL, or even simpler, the VA Streamline.
Right, the streamline. That's the key word.
And our mission here is to get past all that jargon and really figure out why this program is built the way it is for speed, for stability, and with, minimal hassle for the borrower.
I think it's so important to see it as an engineered solution. It's not just another mortgage product. It's designed specifically for the mobility and the unique transitions of military life. If you've ever done a standard refi, you know the mountain of paperwork. The IRRL is made to, well, just get rid of that.
So let's define it. What exactly is it? We know it's for someone who already has a VA loan.
Correct. You're refinancing an existing VA loan into a new VA loan, and the goals are super clear, very borrower-focused. One, lower your interest rate. Simple. Two, reduce your monthly payment. Or three, and this is a big one, switch from an adjustable-rate mortgage, an ARM, to a stable fixed-rate loan.
Okay, but there has to be some kind of check on that, right? To make sure it's actually a good deal.
Yes, and this is the critical part. You have to show what's called a net tangible benefit.
A net tangible benefit. That sounds like some kind of mandatory consumer protection rule.
That's exactly what it is. It's the VA's way of preventing loan churning or flipping. They have to make sure the veteran is clearly better off.
So how do you prove that?
Generally, it means you have to cut your interest rate by at least half a percentage point.
0.5%.
Exactly. Or you're making that switch from the risky ARM to a fixed rate. If the new loan doesn't hit one of those marks, it really shouldn't be happening. It's a fantastic safety net.
Okay, that makes a ton of sense. It's not just fast, it's mandated to be beneficial. So let's get into that famous streamline advantage. In a normal refi, you're handing over everything, tax returns, W-2s, pay stubs.
The whole nine yards.
Right. Why does the IRRL get to bypass all that?
Because the VA already did the heavy lifting when you got your first VA loan. They've already established your eligibility.
Ah, so they're not really vetting you again.
Exactly. They're just confirming the loan is in good standing and that the new rate meets that net tangible benefit rule. This is what allows for the limited underwriting and really fast approvals.
So wait, are you saying things like income verification are just waived?
In many cases, yes. You can often avoid providing full income documentation or employment verification.
Wow.
Think of it like renewing your driver's license versus getting a brand new one. The renewal is faster because they already know who you are.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
And that speed is what's so critical for, say, a family getting last-minute PCS
Yeah,
orders.
or a veteran transitioning careers. It just reduces so much stress when everything else is already up in the air.
Okay, another streamlined feature I saw was the appraisal, or the lack of one. Why would the VA let you refinance without even checking what the home is worth today? That sounds a little risky.
It's a sharp question, and it comes down to the loan's purpose. The IRRL is not for taking cash out.
You're not accessing equity.
Correct. You're just adjusting the rate or term on the debt you already have. So the risk to the VA and the lender is way lower. The loan amount isn't really increasing, except maybe to roll in some costs.
So that no appraisal required rule is what makes it lightning fast.
It's a huge part of it. It's also what makes it so different from a VA cash out loan.
Okay, let's go there. This seems like a key decision for a borrower. IRRL versus VA cash out.
They are completely different tools for totally different jobs.
The IRRRL is for optimizing your debt.
Right. It's like routine maintenance on your finances. Lower the payment, increase stability. The cash out, on the other hand, is about accessing the liquidity in your home.
For things like paying off debt or home improvements.
Exactly. And because you're taking money out and increasing the risk, the documentation comes roaring back.
So for a cash out, you need the whole package, full income verification.
Full income verification, and crucially, a mandatory appraisal. They have to know the home's current market value to make sure the loan is safe.
So it's a trade-off. IRRL is speed and low documentation. Cash out is high documentation, but you get access to capital.
You nailed it, and that's why the IRRL is such a strategic favorite for military families, especially those thinking long term.
And speaking of that, the source material we looked at, really focuses on Virginia. Why is this program such a big deal there?
Well, Virginia is, you know, it's the perfect storm for military real estate. You've got these massive population centers.
It's like Hampton Roads.
Exactly. Hampton Roads. So Norfolk, Virginia Beach, where PCS moves are just a constant fact of life. Being able to streamline a mortgage quickly there is huge.
And what about Northern Virginia?
That's a different story. Northern Virginia, Arlington, Alexandria, the cost of living is sky high.
Right.
So there, the big win is converting an ARM to a fixed rate. Locking in a predictable payment can literally save you tens of thousands of dollars. The IRL serves both needs speed in one area, stability in another.
Okay, here's the part that really stood out to me.
Yeah.
The occupancy requirement. Let's use an example. Say I bought a house in Virginia Beach, lived there, but then I got PCS orders to Germany 5 years ago. I'm renting the house out now. Can I still use an IRRL?
Yes. And this is probably the most powerful feature for an active duty service member.
Really?
Absolutely. The VA only requires that you certify you previously lived in the property as your primary residence. You do not need to be living there now.
That changes everything.
It does. It fundamentally alters the financial strategy.
It means I can lock in a lower fixed rate on what is now an investment property, generating rental income, without all the hurdles of a typical investment property loan.
That's it, exactly. You decouple your housing costs from your duty station. When you're managing a property from halfway around the world, the last thing you want is a volatile ARM payment.
Okay, before we wrap up, we have to hit the fine print. Let's talk about the VA funding fee. Does that apply here?
Yes, it does, but, and this is a big but, it's reduced. For an IRRL, the funding fee is a flat rate, usually around 0.5% of the loan amount.
Which is much lower than for a purchase loan.
Oh, much lower. A second time use purchase could have a fee over 2%. So 0.5% is a significant discount.
And are there exemptions?
Yes. And this is critical. Veterans who are receiving compensation for a service-connected disability are completely exempt from the funding fee.
For any VA loan?
For any VA loan, including the IRRL. For those eligible veterans, it removes a major closing cost and makes the benefit of refinancing even greater.
That's a huge financial lever. Okay. And the standard disclaimer, we've been talking about lower rates, but that's not a promise, right?
Absolutely not. You have to trust nothing until you see it in writing for your specific situation.
So all this talk of lower payments is just for, like, educational purposes.
Right. Your actual rate, your APR, your costs, all depends on your credit, the market, the lender. You have to get a personalized written loan estimate. Never, ever rely on a generic ad.
Got it. So let's just quickly run through that streamline process again. Sounds like five basic steps.
Yep. First, confirm you have an existing VA loan. That's step one.
Then you get a personalized quote to make sure you meet that net tangible benefit rule.
Right. Then you provide just basic documents, you know, ID, mortgage statement, no digging through old tax returns.
And finally, you sign the closing docs.
And that's pretty much it. The whole thing is built to be less invasive than almost any other refi out there.
So we've done our deep dive. The big takeaway for me is that this is a super targeted tool. It's designed to cut friction, maximize speed, and give more stability to people who've already earned the benefit.
It's a structural advantage, really. It lets homeowners, whether they're still in the house or renting it out, improve their mortgage long term. It supports you during a PCS move, and it supports you when you're planning for retirement.
And the next step, as always, is to get that personalized quote to see what the actual benefit is for you.
Right. And if we connect this back to the big picture, military life is all about transitions, deployments, career changes, retirement.
Constant change.
Constant. So here's the final thought. Given those flexible occupancy rules we talked about, how does locking in a guaranteed fixed rate on a house you might not even live in anymore, how does that change your ability to plan your financial future, no matter where your next duty station is?
Having that kind of fixed anchor in a volatile world, that is definitely powerful food for thought. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive.